the brother of his wife.
They cannot testify.
Why? No matter how many aiding the brother of his wife, if he's a horse of his wife,
because
for them to be mivare,
he's considered his brother too.
To be mivare.
So he cannot divide the law from the law.
So he's only full of God. So that's the case.
So I mean that's the halachah. So Kamash Malon, so Kamash Malon, the Gabi is wife, he's not Kohen. He's not Kohen. But he's also Kohen. He's also Kohen.
In other words,
if he the Hamani was, the Gabi is wife, it's not in
true.
But
he could have gathered it. So he was neglected. Now, not that he's guilty of an act.
The Pesul Gabi Shein is a Pesul of Kohen.
He was neglectful, I mean, in a practical sense, he was neglectful. So it seems, in the collective
relationship, what kind of either it's a Pesul of Baldomo, or it should be possible altogether. Negeya is not shayach either.
Before,
first of all, in regard to Negeya,
so many of them say
the Rambam,
where there is a timing.
Perhaps this is a Rambam, it's not like the Yochid, but the Rambam Shittim
didn't pay taxes.
In Chesed Sabbati,
here you cannot say that in so many words,
that why is Negeya possible? Because if a person has a certain
they could pile up an interest, because
in testifying one way, it will be disqualified, because they are only people, it will testify that way, so then it becomes a way.
Was not neglectful in any way in gathering that, so the melee can become Shliya Bezdin. So it's not the other Shliya Bezdin, even though he cannot
here, it could be Negeya.
As long as he's conscious.
Negeya means,
now we'll see that the Goyen
words in the testimony is consistent with his interest.
But so he says, the whole thing is that you're making your
country. The Hashim is in the year.
He says, oh, I say,
so you wait in Chasm,
how you see Shesh in your
country.
So the only soul that you could conceive of.
So there was no
Baldomo,
but there was the right to start the Psalm Baldomo, because there had been a Psalm Baldomo, so wouldn't apply the name of Hedish Baldomo.
To gather the evidence.
So what kind of Psalm is it? So the Kalamiri says,
it's
a very strange Psalm.
So I mean,
it's not the Yodom Kishir.
The Kalamiri says as follows.
Even though they cannot be revived,
but as long as they know that the truth, that the evidence is there.
Sound so strange, so I want to mention a certain Gemara. Once we take
notice of the Gemara, it sounds very strange.
So then,
it doesn't make sense, but the Gemara says that if he heard in the Gemara,
the call cannot be made.
So the call is considered
for the Kabbalah to testify against the Treizbe, so the word cannot be calculated
always.
Why? Because it's in the Shaniyah Rasimi. So that's the first thing that the Gemara means.
Sometimes it's difficult to determine
that the Eve to it will testify. Testify. That the Treizbe killed. So it present cannot be calculated. Why? Because it's in the Shaniyah Rasimi.
So suppose the call is considered the Muzek to Kabbalah.
So whom? Who is
considered
then,
the Muzek?
So we would sometimes the
words of proof,
because all they'll say, whom did they
find you?
Only try to be
mass Muzek against
the
connection.
Not in connection.
So we just as one who killed the
Trey because
so
mass
made try to meet out
the Yoch
against
the
Muzek.
So
there is no
ring in the shoes of Amina
because they try to
and
meet out,
let's say, of Misei against the Gabbai
Teiruchi.
So Mimele,
holds the mass from the call,
so it's not considered
that he,
that he is holding the mass from the Rabbi.
And the Yochim
this
we cannot be Mikhail,
because
he's saying,
it's considered like trying to take away
the mass. From the
so he cannot be Mikavle.
So in other words, this considered the mosaic.
So the core is considered mosaic only with Gabi Masi.
But he has any other matter.
So it's not considered.
Without peace,
so it's not considered mosaic.
Why?
Then there's
because another.
Then, so if there is a litigation between the
Now they didn't testify that the Sheir that killed the human being is the Yochid. So if they
testify against the Sheir that is a Trebe,
So they cannot be the Yochid.
That before they start litigating,
they should give a master fight against the violence of the Sheir.
He should give a master.
Who is it? Raise that face.
So would they be able to do
it? We say no.
In other words,
to turn over something secure
against the Sheir that is a trade.
Secure.
In case
the because we
such a
so it's out of it.
It's not
immediate.
Where is the Mokia Fatah?
So that's the reason why in Vorobasra
now.
Rashi says
more in Vorobasra.
Rashi only shares
there. So the Mishnah says in Vorobasra.
If he would testify against the Sheir,
then certainly everybody
knows
that we wouldn't be Mikavle.
So why? So if
so we would say
because of Moldova.
But certainly
not the account of Moldova.
So the
Miri says
that
why is he an Emon to testify against the Sheir?
So because
so it doesn't make sense.
But if we take notice of
any resident of the city, that
is Sheir Kreshishora.
So we cannot meet out Mise because that is
Mishra.
So the really special
Mazi in the
Gemara.
So
that since Zeyrim could not be hired
here, Mise the Baal,
because it could be
Elishat Yochla Zimo.
So
the Baalim of the Sheir.
So when they testify
against the Sheir,
they say they cannot be hired Mise also.
So there it's not because
of Elishat Yochla Zimo.
To chop down.
But there is because of the Mises of Bailey, Gavin's Asheya,
because they have
the same aid as Ligavi the Bailey.
So there
would not be Kugel.
So Mimele cannot be Kugel,
Ligavi the Sheya either.
So there
are a lot of things.
Why is it
saying why?
He won't, could not
why testify say
against the Sheya.
Baldor it is.
Why shouldn't he
not the Baldor
be entitled?
And the Gaya is certainly is
because
it's hostile to his interest.
So,
but why is it possible to testify against
the Sheir?
Because
so then the year
suppose he testified against himself,
the Bible of the Sheir,
so
he would be possible.
Then he would be possible because of Moldova.
So Melee,
when he testifies against the Sheir,
so he's also possible
because of Kemista Bail, Kemista Sheir.
So in other words, it's a special psul against Moment.
So there is a new psul, the Reis. The Miri mentions the same Roshe that the Gemara mentions with Abishir Trevishor. So it's a new so that one is postulated with Gabi Momeni. It's a new so. It's a new so with Gabi Momeni.
That's not Moldova.
Why shouldn't he have
it's not Moldova.
So it's a new so. So it's the same kind of so like Korev.
Of course.
Now he's not the Korev with the Sheya.
But
it's the same one this.
But just as
we got Korev,
we say he is an
Eid. But he's a postulate.
So he too,
is based upon the output of Kemisa Sabayim, Kemisa Sheya.
Hashir Yisokir and Gambol of Yumos.
Because it would
so
be
we learn out.
Apparently, it's a
question of Kemisa Sabayim,
Kemisa Sheya.
Suppose that
so that's the truth. That one is possible
than
Gabi
Momeni.
He is
he's possible
to the
end of the
for or against.
That the tree
is a new tool.
But the Shemite
is.
But it
is possible.
So,
Mele, since the Shemite is,
it's a possible.
So, we say, Eidish Shabbat,
let's say that the loss
possible.
This is how the Rabbi
explains the right.
So if he will have his
he doesn't say the right I mean, but this is
the chapter. You cannot chop the tree until you first pay me $1,000. That's the loss. That will cover the loss. That will reimburse me for the loss of losing the tree. Of losing the tree. So what will happen?
There are 1,000 residents in the city.
So everyone will tell
me that
Shari, the Sachas is impossible.
The tree will probably remain there for 100
so
years.
So since the you will not be covered with the Shari, because the Mises are violent, the Mises are Shari.
From whom you can claim
so,
the $1,000, everyone who is claimed, the $1,000,
Shari,
the Sachas,
because this is a new
soul. I'll give you the third fellow.
It's a psoleus moment. Not for Domo,
so the gay are psoleus. Then the tree will stay there for many, many years.
All right,
so the Raimati, you understand the Raimati. Because of that...
But the question is, so Rashi and Teis. And the Rambam Shitti is also like
Rashi.
The Rambam Shitti is also like Rashi. That we are Mechaye,
Probably it's a Konesh Chachon Poter, and the Revea is the Raimati now.
So anyway, so that's the Mokia. That's why he say
now,
if let's say
there is another difficulty has a litigation as well. With all the Bnei Yochi.
Now the Raivet explains this Gemara.
So Mimele,
so the Aloha is
that before the Torah takes place,
so he explains
that can depend in as much as he is not turned over securely.
So Mimele, so we
we do not say
Palgin and Dibur.
So because they will be shoot where we saw now the cross is what we saw about Kulo
and what Lordes of Dalet Bey.
So and what Lordes is the
right thing? We call what came with after the master we show what we want to mask in the Lordes. The whole thing is in a Yochi Tom Tech.
So he must have a shell with Hochem, she was in Gosse, and he should have a shell,
and that is based, the Gemara is where Mashke, we gam,
so if Rashi and Mashke explain the Gemara, like this is the kind of Lakos and Dabe, we could understand, but Rashi and Mashke explain the Gemara and kind of Lakos and Dabe, like the Raide.
So the Goyen mentions what
so he should be expected to explain this Gemara also like the Raide. But he doesn't explain the Gemara like the Raide. He explains the Gemara like
Tesis.
In other words, Hodo Pashte, Hodo Pashte, Hodo Pashte, so it seems we are becoming the Raides, Rigabe, the Rivea, and we don't say Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Kolo.
So
the Mele,
that means
so Mimele, we are Mikavleides like Abba Shirtu.
Why doesn't he explain?
Why doesn't he explain like the Raivet have told? The Raivet's Pshat is based upon Rashi's Pshat in Maki.
But only the Tzuk
so there in Makis Rashi explains the Gemara the same way as the Raivet.
So he should be expected to explain this Gemara also like that.
But he explains this Gemara like that. So Cholam Pohan states this. So he explains the Gemara,
he doesn't try to
make a fortune to all, he wants to make as much as he has necessary.
To make an apostle,
not Baldovo, who is not an exotic.
But this kind of
Rashi that way. So maybe Rashi should also agree with the Rashi.
So he says,
the reason why we don't say Shabbat because of God, please, and 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 God, please, and
So
the reason is explained because is not if they yes. could not apply Aloha Bino Nafshe, except
he's not an
could Mivar in Bezden, so they could never be Mivar in Bezden, because
why
even if they'll produce 1,000 witnesses,
so they'll be both ladies,
because...
Now, from the Rashi here, it's Mashma, the Baldovo,
so there is yourself is possible
because of the
Tzul of
Rashi,
so Meles was the Pshat. Because the whole witness
why he's mentioning, and Rashi is a big
so
again,
he cannot imply the whole form is mentioned.
So Rashi emphasizes, Kleima Ali, the Satsmein, in Ase Roshi, Shari Teiro Posmo Korolaishli, what does Rashi mean? Shari Teiro Posmo Korolaishli, does it mean Baldovo? So why should he say Korolaishli? He should say Shari
Apostle Baldovo,
but if he couldn't be Mivar,
Rashi says Shari Teiro Apostle Korolaishli, he does not become
so it's Mashma, from Rashi, that Baldovo himself is not
so only if he was in the position.
It's the same so as Korolaishli,
to be able to be
two brothers are
great. And so because of his own neglect,
with himself, because he did not,
is that worse?
two brothers to each other. Very relationship of
so relationship. Is neglect.
One is unable to be with himself.
Certainly, it cannot be considered a shvilis.
actually by Baldovo could be put to.
So there's an alternative. The alternative consists in some Bnei
a person
being misalik themselves. Once they are misalik themselves, they are not Bnei Midovah anymore. So if there is a litigation in connection with the Misamerchet, so let's say if there are two residents of the city who want to be witnesses, all they have to do is to be misalik themselves from the chilek in the Misamerchet. But in the Torah, it will not work, because only they will be misalik themselves of their chilek in the Sefer Torah. But when they come to the Misakneses and they will hear the Kriyas HaTorah, so they will still be nene. So they will be considered Nathan, so the melee, even
we don't
after
have to resort to the floor forest, we don't have to resort to the floor forest, and
case,
we can't even
have to resort to
because it will be
right.
No, because so there is an answer to be misalik themselves, but who does it?
Only a few.
So still, so you can't say that they are neglectful in not having the situation.
When
the
Baldovo testifies against himself.
All right, now, and then he says, V'chol zek sh'ayu adam t'chochem, avu t'am t'chochem, sh'tirose yim yose, v'yesh le'idim boze machmas masin, eitzorich moses le'mashkin, v'gam mitroyim murzokim negri. So, even we got the masim, they're not considered murzokim. Now, this we have to understand. V'shleim elikabu da'o lo'che of losis. So, v'shleim Bishleime ligabi da aloche of in tzorich ligabi aloche of it is a nafshe even if you cannot be mivare, so they go and explain it on that basis because he is osik bitorose told because osik, so it's not his fault that he is unable to be mivare, but the Ramos says here, "Avot haTochachim Rosim Nosei v'yesh leidim b'zeh machmas masim ein tzorich losis lohem mashkon v'gam ein ikroim murzokim negdei." V'kenoi murzokim negdei. Why shouldn't be they considered murzokim? After all, why are they considered murzokim legavim masim? Why? So they are considered murzokim legavim masim because masim. So in other words, the masim that the Yochid owes to the Tzibu, so that is in the reshus of the Tzibu. That is kovush to the Tzibu. So mele they are considered Murzokim. But they should be considered Murzokim even regarding Talmud Chochem. The answer is because the Gemara in Bor Basra says that the Talmud Chochem Shetirosim Nose is potter to participate in the burden of mass. So how could there be any litigation? Is potter. The answer is true is potter. But suppose there is a special practice, and I mean, and the Talmud Chachamim himself, has agreed to pay massim. So then he's not potter. But usually, without any special arrangement, so Talmud Chochem is really is exempt from paying masi to the tzibur. That's the aloha. That Talmud Chochem Shterosi Nose is potter of paying masi. So how could the Bnei Yehiya demand of the Talmud Chochem except on the basis of a special arrangement, a special agreement? But without this special arrangement, so Talmud Chochem Shetirosim Nose is exempt from paying masim. So since normally Talmud Chochem doesn't even have to pay masim, and the only reason as to why he might have to pay masim is because of his special agreement and a special arrangement, but normally not. Some melee. So it means under normal circumstances, a Talmud Chochem doesn't have to pay masim. Only if there was a special arrangement, a special agreement, some mele they cannot be considered to mazok anymore. Yes?
So I agree that the call was mazok in a mitzvah. Is there the same ideas when the Malvin and the Lovin says, I borrow, but then there's a question whether he paid. So he says the Malvin is...
No, I'll tell you. You see, the Sma says
that this aloha that is mentioned, that masim the kol has a din of murzokim, has a din of murzokim mitabi masim. So it doesn't have, that's what the Sma says, it doesn't have reference to the masim that the kol themselves impose on Rabbi Yochid, but that has reference to the masim that the kol has to give to the melech. But the melech holds the kol responsible. Holds the kol responsible. It's not a mass that the Tzibur Shel Yisrael itself imposes upon the Yochid. In regard to such masim, so the kol, the Sma says, doesn't have a din of mozot. But it's only in regard to the masim of the melech. In other words, so that's why they're considered mozokim. Why? Because now the Ran says, the Ran mentions it, the Ran in the Dori mentions a sheet of Teisves, that the whole aloche of Dine Malchus and Dine applies only to Malchus, to Melech Akum, Melech Umiseilon. It doesn't apply to Melech Yisrael. The Rambam is Chedek, Bein Melech Akum, Bein Melech Yisrael. And the Mechaber also passes like the Rambam, Bein Melech Akum, Bein Melech Yisrael. But the Ran in Dori mentions the name of Teisves, that the Aloch of Dine Malchus and Dine applies only to Melech Akum, not to Melech Yisrael. Why? So he mentions a very strange reason. He says, because Melech Hakum, so Ore Cholei, so he can say to them, Amdine, you don't pay Masim, Agarish Eschem Arzi. Mashinki, Melech Yisroel, so the land doesn't belong to him. So it belongs to the Jews. It doesn't belong to the Melech Yisroel. So Mimele, he cannot say, if you don't pay the Masim, so I'll drive you out of the land. Now, so you have to understand that. Is it because a Melech has title in the land? So how about a republic or like in a monarchy? So theoretically speaking, the monarch has title. I mean, that was in the old days. And it's still, I mean, theoretically it's still true. I mean, even today in Britain, I mean, so title to all the land of Britain is vested in the Queen. But that's only on a theoretical level. But how about a republic? A republic, so President Nixon certainly does not have title to all the land of the United States. And President Nixon, he doesn't pay the taxes, but according to the law of the United States, he has to pay the taxes. So then, according to that sheet of Teitzves, it should follow that the whole aloha of Dine, Malchus Dine, applies only to a monarchy, not to a republic. I mean, that's inconceivable. So what's the pshat in that Teitzves? The Gemara Nidorim, there should be a Gemara Nidorim here too. That's probably either Beis or Gimel Nidorim. I don't know what. So it is in Gimel. If it's not in Beis, so it's in Gimel. The Ran says,
וכי אמרים לנו דינים מלכוס הדינה, המן מי הולים שקונה אחד מהם, מחזך, היום הם מיתנו יש המחס. So what's the pshat, I mean, is it?
That sounds like the vernacular of the administration here. I mean, in Ritasu Mitzvisa, I got it, so you are hereby expelled for the incredible chutzpah and the flagrant disrespect. I mean, it doesn't even make sense, Agarish Eschem Yoharet. Since when and what is there such a halacha that the land belongs to the Melech? It happens, I mean, that Manaki, so that was the law, I mean, but it's not something that has to be always like that. I mean, we could conceive of a Manaki where the law is not that belongs to the Melech. And then, who makes that law, I mean? So suppose, I mean, there is such a law. So why is it so? I mean, did he acquire title? Did he make a kinyan in all the land? Why should, suppose the law, of course, it's true that in monarchy, so title to the theoretical level, so title to all the land of the British Empire is vested in the queen. So that's the law in the British Empire. I mean, but why is it so, Al-Bedin? Al-Bedin, in order that one should have title in something, so if, let's say, Zeichem Nahefker, so he makes a kinyan, so he acquires title. Or if somebody sold it to him, transferred it to him, and he made a kinyan, belongs to him. But the Melech didn't make a kinyan in all the land.
It's base. Oh. Gimel, Gittin must be in Gimel, no? Gemara in Gittin Daf Lamed Ches says, Omer Rav Pope, Amen Imeyov Tiyaru Bisichti. There's a loch of kibush. Amen Imeyov. What is Amen Imeyov? Because there is a law in the Torah that of Al Totzar Asmeyov and in respect to Bnei Amen Al Tetzuro. So the question is, so and the Jews conquered land from Sichem. From Sichem, originally belonged to Amen, how were they allowed to conquer the land of Sichem? Al Tetzuro? The answer is because of that. Because Sichem's title intervened. So the Jews wouldn't have been allowed to conquer the land from Amen directly. But first Sichem conquered it from Amon. So title to the land became vested in Sichem. Then when the Jews conquered it, so they took it away not from Amon, they took it away from Sichem. So how did Sichem acquire title to the land? After all, Amon did not make a transfer, did not make a knoye to Sichem, Fumechon, Kibush. So that we see that Kibush is came. That's the aloch of Kibush. Amen me of Tiro Bisich. So the Gemara says, Ask Kichon Eidit Kichov, Vim Eidit Kichov, because Sichin was an Akum and Amen was Akum. Eidit Kichov Vim Yisroel Minolo, how do we know that an Akum can be Kene Bikibu Shivna Yisroel? Dichsiv Vayish Bimeni Shem. So in other words, so the Gemara says here that if there had been just the posik that Akum be Akum es Kibush, has a key in kibush, I wouldn't know Akum B'Yisrael. I wouldn't know Akum B'Yisrael. So we need a special posik for Akum B'Akum, and we need a special posik for Akum B'Yisrael. How about Yisrael B'Akum? So there is a posik, V'Achalte Mishlal Levecha. So there is also a posik. What's the pshat in V'Achalte Mishlal Levecha? To kibush Muhammad. So that's the Gemara in Bulakame, that Gezla Akum is also not Torah. Shenema v'achalte mishlal aveichem b'shal v'kibush, but shal v'yal v'kibush, so it's also. Mikan shegezla Akum also. So we have a posik for kibush, Akum v'akum. That's the Gezla Akos of Akum, Amun Mei of Tiro B'sich. We have the posik of
kibush. Kibush after by Mohammed?
What is it?
Kibush?
No, not after Mohammed. Kibush has to be by the whole state, by the whole Ummah. So there is, so we have a posik of kibush, Akum b'akum, Amun of Tiro B'sich. We have a posik of kibush of Akum b'Yisrael, by Yishmen Shev. We have a posik of kibush of Yisrael b'akum, v'achalte meshlal v'ich. But how about Yisrael b'Yisrael? We have no posik of Yisrael b'Yisrael. So the melee, that means there is no din kibush of Yisrael b'Yisrael. There is a din kibush of Akum b'akum. There is a din kibush of Akum b'Yisrael. There is a din kibush of Yisrael b'akum. But Yisrael b'Yisrael, there is no din kibush.
Why not?
Now the halacha is, now let's say Yisrael b'Yisrael, state of Israel. I mean, whether the halacha of Dine Malchus Adine applies to, would be told in the machlekes between the Rambam and Teisves. According to Teisves, the Dine Malchus Adine applies only to a Melech Yisrael Hakum. Doesn't mean Davke Melech. So it means, because Teisves Shite is, that the whole aloche of Dine Malchus Adine is based upon Kibush. Why do we say Dine Malchus Adine? The answer is because of Kibush. Because it's Kibush to the Malchus. It's not aloche of Melech. There is no aloche of Chaliz di Melech by Akum anyway. In Yisroel there is a aloche of Melech. In Akum there is no di Melech. Does it make any difference? A king or a president? It is aloche of Malchus. There is no Chalishe Melech in Akum. In Yisroel there is a Chalishe Melech. So he has to be appointed by the Znagodu and the Alpinovi. I mean, but by Mseum there is no Chaliz di Melech altogether. Melech is Malchus, so it doesn't make any difference how the Malchus manifests itself, whether it's in the form of a monarchy, or form of a republic, whatever it is. So the halacha of Din Malchus Adine is based upon the Din of Kibush. Because it's Kibush to the Malchus. That's why there is a halacha of Din Malchus Adine. So Mimele, Teisa says, that's the pshat. Chor chalei viochleima imloi titnu esamasi magarish eskminares. It means, what does it mean titnu magarish? No, it's kibush. It's kibush. It's a loch of kibush. So mele, when is there a din of kibush? Akum be akum or akum be Yisroel din of kibush. But Yisroel be akum, there is no loch of kibush. Yisroel be akum, there is no loch of kibush. So mele, there is no din of malchus adine. The Rambam is chilek, in the Mechaba Paschas like the Rambam. So we don't have to say that the Rambam holds that Dine Malchus Adine is not based upon the Kibush. The Rambam can also agree that the Aloch of Dine Malchus Adine is based upon Kibush. But the Rambam holds that there is a Din of Kibush even Yisrael to Yisrael too. Now we'll ask, but the Gemara here says, Ashkechon, Akum B'Akum. Ashkechon Akum B'Akum, Akum B'Yisroel Minolon, Tichziva Yish Ben Neshevi. So we need a posik, a special posik for Akum B'Yisroel. The answer is, if we just had a posik of Amin Mei of Tiro B'Sichin of Akum B'Akum, so that wouldn't imply that Akum B'Yisroel has a din of kibush. Akum B'Akum, yes, Akum B'Yisroel not. Akum B'Yisroel not. So we have to resort to a special posik that even an akum has a din kibush of Yisrael. So we could say Shitas Rambam could agree that the aloha of din malchus adine is based upon kibush. But the Rambam could hold that in as much as there is a kosuv that Enakum has a Kiach Kibush over Israel, so certainly Israel has a Kiach Kibush over Israel. If Enakum has a Din Kibush over Israel, so Israel also has a Din Kibush over Israel. It's not a Kibush of Yochid over Yochid. It's a Din Kibush that the Malchus has over the Yochid. So Memele, so the Gzas HaKosuv that tells that Vayishman Shevi, that the Malchus has a Din Kibush, has a Din Kibush over Israel, so Israel, oh, there is a Din Kibush Israel, Israel too. But the Din of the Malchus, Ligabi Masim, is based upon the Din of Kibush. The Aloha is based upon the Din of Kibush. In other words, why now the I mentioned last time, the Amen of Hashem was saying the Aloha of Din Malchus Dineh applies only to Masim. Masim or anything that is indispensable for the functioning of the Malchus. Not with other things. Why? Because the Aloha of Din Malchus Dineh is based upon Kibush. So it doesn't mean that the Malchus has Kibush without everything. Malchus has only Kibush over the Bnei Amdineh in regard to something that is indispensable for the functioning of the Malchus. So it has a bit of Kibush. But in regard to other matters, that the Momenes, in general, it doesn't have a bit of Kibush. So Mimele, that's why the Sma says that when do we say that the call are considered Murzokim, the Gabi Yochid in connection with Masim, only the Masim are not Masim that the Tzibur themselves impose, where it's Masim for the Melech. But the call is held responsible for the Masim that is due to the Melech. So since the Masim are Masim that are due to the Melech, and the Din of Melech, and the Din of Dine Malchus Dine, so that's based upon the Din of Kibush, so mainly it's considered as if the Masim, since it's the whole Din of Masim, of Dine Malchus, is based upon Kibush, so it's considered, so they are considered Murzokim. That's the Keach HaMelech. They are considered Murzokim. Mashenkin and the Masim are imposed by the call itself, not the Keach HaMelech. So then they are not considered Murzokim. Why? No, it's not the government. The call is not Yodin Tkivo. The call is, they are all Kovush Tachas Yodim of the Melech. Yeah, the Melech Hakov. Let's say in the medieval ages. So what the call, they only had the authority that the Melech granted them. And regarding the Masim, the Melech didn't grant them any authority. The Melech only held them responsible for the Masim. He held them responsible. The Melech said to the call, I don't want to bother with each yochid, collect taxes from him. I want a collective tax from the whole call. Now, how will you raise it? That's your business. So the Masim was really for the Melech. It was not by the call.
To the extent that the call itself government got its own taxes, its own measures, is there a price that a Kibush there also, or can there be nothing?
No, if, let's say, the call, like the state of Israel, where it has autonomy, so then you could have a din of Kibush. But if it's the call, if it's Yadakum Tkivo, if Yadum is Tkivo ala call, so then the Keach to impose Masim is a Keach of Neoir. Asher ibn Neoir, Asiyal Kitzosov, that's not a din of Kibush. That's not a din of Kibush. Right. Umute alochei vin yemasim al diakum ulafsidei. So in other words, whether the Daloch of Obishdol and Nafshei implies that he can do it, even he can enforce, one can enforce his rights, even on the Akum, so that's a Machlekes Hashem. And the Ramah before Paskin, no, we daf go atzmi yochel meridin on Nafshei, avo osu la'aseisi al the Akum, but ligabi masim, Ligabi Masim, so then everybody agrees that they can collect it even while they are. All right, we'll look here.
Thank you. Yeah, but the other thing I don't think is to see that the title, sometimes the title, but everybody can get over there.